This episode of The Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 27th of June, 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Welcome to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Tom Hall. Sarah Cracknell is best known as the frontwoman of dance pop group St Etienne, who rose to fame in the 1990s with smartly informed albums such as Foxbase Alpha and So Tough, records that achieved the difficult trick of filtering complex influences into almost disarmingly breezy tunes. All three members of the band have been working on side careers over their 25 years of existence, from scoring films to writing books. In 1997, Sarah released her debut solo album, Lip Slide, and this year sees her return for a beautifully folky follow-up, only 18 years later, with Red Kite. We'll find out from Sarah what took so long in a moment. But first, here she is performing the first of three tracks from the new album. This is Take the Silver.
Never felt lost like I do now. If you're wondering what this song is about, all of my certain things were in doubt. I was calling on the spirits to help me out. You can take the silver, I've got the gold. You know I'll never leave you out in the road. February's fingers are clammy and cold, and the fear of failure is making me old. Would it be such a calamity to finally fold when all my best features are lined up and sold? They can take the silver, I got the gold. You know I'll never leave you out in the cold. You're a separated angel out from the crowd. One day they'll call your name, shout it out loud. Lying around, all the pearls of wisdom in a book you read. If only you could hush that voice in your head. They can take the silver, I got the gold. You know I'll never leave you out in the cold. You're a separated angel out from the crowd. One day they'll call your name, shout it out loud. They can take the silver, I got the gold. You know I'll never leave you out in the cold. You're a separated angel out from the crowd. One day they'll call your name, shout it out loud. Shout it out loud. Shout it out loud. Shout it out loud. Shout it out loud.
We're joined by Sarah Cracknell, who listeners will know a lot from St Etienne and maybe more occasionally her own solo work. You've just played us three really beautiful songs from your new album, Red Kite, but it's been almost 18 years in the making. Do you want to maybe explain to people why the process has taken that amount of time?
There's no real reason apart from, I think, like the stars aligned and Bob and Pete were a little bit busy doing other things. There just was a gap in the schedule, a window of opportunity. And we actually recorded it really, really quickly. We did it entirely in 2 weeks. And that's it. There's no magical story, I'm afraid.
I mean, the recording you mentioned, when I was listening to it, some of it just has this really, really sort of sumptuous, I mean, it kind of sort of flits between, you've got like sort of slightly country songs on there and then some slightly sort of almost dusty Springfield almost kind of sounds on there. But it sounds like it was recorded in an amazing, awesome studio, but I'm wondering if maybe it just wasn't and there's some clever trickery going on there. How did you record it? Was it done in the studio or is it more kind of like a home-based thing? What was it?
We set up in a barn. It was a barn that's got like two areas in it. So we used one as a control room, one as a live room. And it had amazing acoustics in it, coincidentally. Because at one point we were going, oh God, we're going to have to put up all things and, you know, make it acoustically right to record. But it was great. Everything sounded great in there. And then obviously Seb Loosley, who engineered and co-produced it, is just brilliant. And he can make most things sound great, you know. So it was interesting. So that's why we had to record it in 2 weeks, because we had to hire in like a studio, basically. And we hired it for a week before Christmas and a week after Christmas and just had to finish, which was really good. You know, it's good to have a deadline.
Was the barn kind of, was it a conscious choice or was it just like, oh, the studio is a barn, we've turned up and it is a barn? Because the album has this sort of quite almost sort of countryside pastoral kind of feel, some of it. I mean, I don't know whether the title refers to an actual kite or it could be referring to a bird. I don't know what that's about, but whichever
you prefer.
Yeah. Was the choice to record there kind of, were you trying to sort of channel any of the surroundings or was that just pure coincidence?
No, definitely wanted to channel some of the surroundings. It seemed like some mad idea, you know, I know, let's record in this barn that's very close to where I live. I could walk there in a couple of minutes. A lot to do with convenience as well for me. It's great, you know. And it was a nice feeling because everyone who worked on the record was staying in the house. So you know, you go to work together and then you come home and you all eat together and sit and chat about what you've done. Sometimes go back and do a bit more, you know, late at night. So it was a really good family kind of vibe. And yeah, and it was surrounded by fields and trees and birds. We got a bit twitchy.
This is called Underneath the Stars.
Give her heart to anyone. She'd laugh and touch her hair without a care, just because she'd give her heart to anyone. Underneath the stars, the air is cold. She believed in everything so far, but heaven knows the wind stole everything. The stars shine, but not for you. They don't shine for you. A house, a car, some tree, a wishing well. Guess people thought she can't want for anything. Torn in half her heart so long ago, but she thought no one would be listening. Underneath the stars, the air is cold, and she believed in everything so far, but heaven knows the wind stole everything. The stars shine, but not for you. They don't shine for you.
St. Etienne's sound, I mean, that has evolved and changed over the years, and you've done plenty of like other projects apart from that as well. But I think
a lot of people would maybe say there's a sort of dance pop kind of overture to Saint Etienne. Why does this album sound quite different from that? What was the, were you trying to sort of maybe just explore a different side of what you do, or has that sort of folk influence always sort of been in Saint Etienne too, and it's just something that maybe people wouldn't pick up on?
We did an album called Tiger Bay, which was very folk influenced. So we have done stuff like this, although it was kind of mixed with beats and things like that here and there. I'd met some people in the Oxfordshire area where I live who'd played with me on a couple of St. Etienne things, and I'd written a couple of songs with one of them, and they play things like flutes and violins and lovely things like that. So I kind of wanted to utilise them.
Is there anything with St. Etienne sort of going on in the future? Are you guys kind of going to reconvene at some point?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing loads of stuff, actually. We've been out on tour doing a film soundtrack live for a film called How We Used to Live. And I think we're doing some Fox Base Alpha gigs later in the year. And we're muttering and murmuring between us about doing another St. Etienne album. I think I've spurred them now. They're like, we want to do one too. You know.
This is called Never Too Late. Time is ticking on, and you really should be gone. Nothing is wrong, it's just you shouldn't stay too long. I don't care what they say you are, it's more important who you are. Or maybe you could stay, promise me you'll be okay. You don't look afraid, people judge a lot these days. I don't care what people say, I still want you anyway. It's never too late, it's never too late, it's never too late, love.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House, and this week's guest was Sarah Cracknell. Her new album, Red Kite, is out now, and you can also catch St. Etienne performing their debut record, Fox Base Alpha, this September in Dublin and at the End of the Road Festival in the UK. This show was produced by Holly Fisher, and our sound engineer was Alex Funnell. Tune in at the same time next week when American singer-songwriter Wise Blood will be serenading us in the studio. But until then, it's goodbye from me, Tom Hall, and thanks for tuning in.